When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan T, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Emil ASH checking in with our weekend reactions episode. And ooh, we have a lot to talk about. And unlike Cody Rhodes, we know what we are going to talk about. But before we get to that, a couple of announcements on our end. First up, the Pasabay batch for February is officially open. So if you want to be part of this batch of the Pasabay, go check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast, or our Twitter. It is at wrestling2xpod if you want to be part of this batch. Or if you're online right now as you're listening, go to tinyurl.com/wwpfebpasabay. Again, that is tinyurl.com/wwpfebpasabay. All of the details are there. And get your orders in by February 9th. That is Friday, so that we can get those orders in over the weekend. And hopefully you can get your merch before WrestleMania 40. We've also got another PLE coming up at the end of the month. That is Elimination Chamber Perth, February 24, Sabado yan, 5:30 p.m. Philippine time, kasi same time zone tayo as Perth. So 5:30 p.m. we're going to be at Skinny Mike's. We're going to be posting the link to the pre-order form on our Facebook page by the time you hear this. So go check out facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast for tickets. You can get them at 350 pesos for the early bird rate, which gets you one free iced tea. Or yung walk-in rate na 450 pesos, may free iced tea din yun. All right? So we will catch you at Skinny Mike's in BGC for our watch party for Elimination Chamber Perth on Saturday, February 24, 5:30 p.m. local time. All right. We're going to start with this whole conversation on Cody Rhodes and The Rock and Roman Reigns on SmackDown. I don't need to recap it because if you're listening to this part, I'm sure you already know what happened.
Your suffice favorite celebrity say, probably already posted about it.
Yeah. Wrestling Twitter is mad. Everyone has gone ape-ish. I cannot comment for because reasons. So I'm going to start with you, Chino, because you are the Attitude Era baby. And you are not very active sa ating Discord, but our patrons, sina Ro, sina Emil, they've given their thoughts over there. Another reason for you to be part of our Patreon community over on patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. But Chino, let the people know what your thoughts are because you're the Attitude Era baby here.
Contrary to what you're expecting from me, Stan, I am actually not for this Dwayne Johnson interjection.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what Ro and
surprising. Emil. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know what Ro and Emil have to say since wala nga akong Discord because fuck Discord. But
Discord catching strays.
But I honestly, when I got on the Cody Rhodes bandwagon, it was a little late in the game. You know, it took a while for me to believe that Cody was the guy. But after what I've seen from his career as of late, with how he's being treated on TV and how he treats wrestling fans behind the scenes, I'm starting to believe that Cody Rhodes is the guy. And I wanted to see Cody, quote unquote, finish the story. What did that necessarily mean? It meant going up against Roman Reigns. Kasi yan yung dragon na hindi niya matalo nung una. Diba? That was the big thing, the deal that he wanted to do. Now, there were, as of today, conflicting reports, but reports coming out as to why this happened. Some people are saying it's because see, Dwayne requested this as part of the TKO deal. Another report is saying it's because of the Vince scandal that's erupting now. Whatever the case may be, parang nalugi si Cody Rhodes dito sa situation na to. Because yes, he gets to be a champion, quote-unquote, pero is it the right way for him to be champion? Is this what people are actually asking for? If you're going to listen to social media, then the answer is a definite no.
Again, I will preface this by saying it's way too early. We're still 2 months from WrestleMania. But, and I've seen comments from people that, you know, we shouldn't complain because it's a dream match. You know, it's going to draw so much money for the company. And I simply disagree that we shouldn't complain because it's for me, it's dumb to think that no one has the right to be upset just because it's a dream match. Because these people have followed this storyline for 2 years, for two whole damn years, and they will get mad if they think something isn't done right. And judging by the reactions of everyone online, our friends, people felt something was done wrong. And I will agree that we should let things play out here, but I'm not going to invalidate the people's reactions either. It was a bad call on their part. Pushing Rock versus Roman for the instant cash instead of Cody versus Roman, a story that has been carefully crafted over the past couple of years, is such a Vince McMahon thing to do. But this time, we don't exactly have Vince McMahon to blame it on for. And, you know, let's be honest, what's the upside anyway of Rock winning over Roman Reigns? As opposed to Cody winning over Roman Reigns? Because Rock is already a bona fide Hall of Famer, has nothing to prove anymore. Like, he's already retired. So why? Like, you know, why? While a Cody Rhodes win will be a superstar-making moment and will put him on the map alongside the greatest to ever do it. You know, and to be honest, I didn't even like Cody Rhodes when he came back to WWE, but they did such a good job of making him the number one babyface in the company. And, you know, he is primed to have this WrestleMania moment. And for his moment to be taken away just like that, you know, it sucks. It's a slap in the face for everyone who has followed his story from the beginning up until now, you know? And for me, doing a move like this, you're risking the trust and the goodwill of your loyal fan base. And you're sacrificing that for a casual audience who's probably going to tune into WrestleMania. But after that, they're not going to watch the weekly TV show, so they're not going to be there for every PLE. So you're risking that. And for what? Rock versus Roman? A match that is, I think, 5 years a little bit too late, in my opinion. It's guaranteed to be a blockbuster, but sacrificing the Cody story for this, it sucks. You know, I'm hurt as a fan. I'm hurt as a consumer of the product. And I'm angry. I'm angry and disappointed. I'm not going to sugarcoat my feelings about it. Baka sabihin na, oh, baka ano, like, OA naman yung reactions mo kasi malayo pa. No, I'm not. I'm disappointed and I'm mad with this development. I'm sorry. I went on another rant.
Oh, you apologize again. I was about to ask, oh, magsasorry ba si Emil? Yan na naman. Nagsorry na naman. Emil, you fucking own your rant.
No, stop apologizing.
Yeah.
But that's a statement, eh? Did you write that beforehand, Congressman?
Yes, I did. I actually did.
You were reading something. Yeah. I knew it.
Yung feelings ko, that's what you're feeling about.
Okay, sure. Okay, you said a lot of things that I agree with, and Chino as well. I agree with Chino. Just because you're an Attitude Era baby doesn't mean that you're for The Rock in every appearance that he makes. But I will tell you that there are a lot of people who think that way. Because, you know, they haven't watched since the Attitude Era, since the early 2000s. Stone Cold, The Rock, Undertaker, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, those people, they don't care about the current product. Funny thing, I remember 10 years ago, or you know, more than, when Rock first appeared after his hiatus, and John Cena was on top, and The Miz was on top, and the feud was John Cena and The Rock, and people were booing the hell out of John Cena, because that was still cool to do that time. And The Rock was getting The Rock pops, because hey, he's The Rock. A lot of people love him. A lot of old school fans love him. A lot of old heads love him. And back then, this is bullshit. Because hey, Cena's here. Cena was right when he said that he was the one here holding it down every week. But at the time, he was doing that. And I felt at the time that it wasn't fair that WrestleMania was being done to appease the casual fan. It wasn't cool that the loyal fans who were watching the product every week, who were familiar with who's who every week, who were rooting for the people that were being built up that time every week, wasn't fair just to, you know, cater to the casual fan or the fan either lapsed or, you know, kung yung dati na alam nila. And over time, I got the logic. You get in the business, you try to make money, then you get the logic. Nah, you do have to cater to the quote unquote lowest common denominator here just to make money. See, if that's who they know, then you know, who are we to say no to the smell of cash, right? So for a long time, I believed in that, and then now that Emil has gone on his rant. Every now and then you think, now, okay, you can't always cater to the casual fan. And it's, you know, it's not even the casual fan at this point. Yung casual fan, no, pa siya every week. But he doesn't, or they don't know who, like, the people from NXT are, who they are going up. Right? You don't know who a Tiffany Stratton is, or you don't know why a Carmelo Hayes is such a big deal. Those are the casual fans. But I heard stories of people asking about The Rock, because you know they haven't watched wrestling in years and decades since then. Those aren't even casual fans, they're just lapsed fans who knew about wrestling 20 years ago. That's way different from the casual fans. So that's not even cool to cater to. Chino is right, I think, or Emil is right in saying that there are things to let play out here. There are different reasons as to why this could happen or why this is happening. We don't know those reasons just yet. And also, on the other hand, we don't know what else is happening just yet. Kasi, yun nga, ang daming nangyari. It was an all-time generational bad call by WWE, and they're feeling it now. The Rock can say that he has thick skin all he wants, but I'm sure he's feeling the heat. It's, you know, not unlike how Black Adam was disastrous. The thing about thick skin is, it's nice for you personally, but it also blinds you a lot to the things that you have to change, right? You can be unaffected as you want, but often that means you don't care about changing what needs to be changed, about whatever you're doing, about whatever you, whatever, however you are. And that's the problem. There are so many things at play here, so many different theories as to why this is happening. Some are saying that, because the wrestlers themselves, the employees themselves have been hashtagging "We want Cody." Baka ano pala siya? Baka PR stunt pala siya to, you know, bring up Cody's stock value even more, as though you need to at this point. Celebrities are out there doing it. Random Twitter accounts are doing it. A Santa Claus Twitter account is doing it. Yung Film Quotes Pinoy Edition is doing it on Facebook. So a lot of people, I don't know if they're bandwagoning or what, but if this is true, if this is genuine, then totoo yung ano, yung support kay Cody, and totoo yung impact that he's left on the wrestling world as a whole, and his story as a whole. So to me, I don't understand why you would have to do the whole setback to set up for a comeback. It's already wrong. You already did the setback last year. That's what happened at WrestleMania. He lost. You wanted us to get back to it so that, you know, he can really earn his spot. And I agree with Gino when he says, "Nah, I wasn't a believer at first." You all know this. I was happy that he lost last year. But now, I said last week, I believed it. I thought that he deserved his current run, his current win, and his shot at WrestleMania and the eventual championship win that would happen. So I don't understand. Why would WWE play themselves like this? Why would The Rock, who is the clout chaser extreme, the alpha of clout chasers in the world in Hollywood, subject himself to all this bad press just to build Cody up? It's so weird. It's such a weird play. You can say that, you know, bad publicity is still publicity, but I work in PR now, and we believe that bad publicity is bad publicity. Right? You can easily say now, well, let it play on, then, you know, they'll pivot into what we want better. The damage has been done. The only thing you can do from the damage is learn from it. If you don't learn from it, then, you know, you should have learned from the Vince stuff, from all the bullshit Vince did. Right? Even Vince, somebody mentioned it, I forgot who, even Vince learned from his snubbing of Bryan Danielson, right? Back in WrestleMania 30. And it's funny that the same thing is happening 10 years later.
Since you mentioned Bryan, what do you think about wrestling Twitter saying now, oh, they're just doing it again? They're trying to recapture the Daniel Bryan model a decade later.
You know, sometimes I have to go, I don't need you to do this. I don't need you to do this, fam. You already did this last year. And I don't need this. Nobody needs this, because people want the feel good moment. And then to trade that for, again, a short term bump, that's not the thing. It's not the wave anymore. People are just going to be pissed off. And I don't care if you were pissing them off to make them feel good again a couple of months later, but they're pissed off, and you don't want people pissed off at you, especially when more legit annoying things or bad things have happened, like Vince's lawsuit and, I don't know, Israel going after Palestine and occupying it. Why would you piss off the guy who went back after being pissed off the first time? He already trusted you with a good story, with good treatment. Cody is too professional to walk out the way Punk did. This is the guy, after all, who stomached Stardust for the longest time, even though it made him sick to do it. Right? But if I were him, I'd walk now. Right? I don't care what the plan was. I don't care if they said, we're going to do this and then build you back up, or we're going to do this and you're going to have to get the consolation prize, but I'd walk. Right? I already proved myself undeniable. So if you still are denying me, then I'm just going to go, and you're going to lose out on the biggest star the same way AEW lost out on CM Punk. You know, whatever it is, whatever the play is, it's bad, because you are taking the fans for a ride when they don't want the ride anymore. They want the climax. They want the end.
Anyone else? Chino, Emil, may pahabol ba na thoughts or additional rants?
I don't think si Cody needs to leave. I think that's a little bit too drastic on his end. I do get that a point has to get across here. But I don't think he needs to leave, because he has nowhere to go, basically. Like, if he leaves, does he go back to AEW? If so, how would that look on his end? Right? His whole thing leaving AEW was so that he could do his thing in the WWE. Diba? So ibabata sa kanya ulit yon for another few years, and then it's just a cycle that repeats itself. I do, however, agree that it is a bad look on the side of the WWE for putting all their chips on Dwayne here, especially since they've done this before with CM Punk, diba? Where mm-hmm. they shoehorned The Rock in the CM Punk championship run just to have him sex. CM Punk himself calls it out in the promo that he did with Seth, diba? So there should have been an understanding from the get-go na hindi da ito yung solution to their problems. Whether it's a panic move because of whatever's happening off-screen, or it's because of a larger play, this clearly was not the wrong move for all parties involved, kasi nakikita na nga natin yung effects online.
I think sa sinabi ni Ro kanina, like, how can The Rock not foresee the reactions? I think he was banking on the fact that, oh, he's The Rock. Like, people are
so stupid.
No matter what we
so but fucking stupid.
But I think that's the expectation. Like, no matter what he does, people know him as The Rock, people love him as The Rock. So no matter what he's going, people are gonna like it. And I think that's backfiring on his part now. And the thing is, it's not the fact that we're getting Rock versus Roman that people hate. It's the fact, it's how they set it up. They made Cody look like a chump. They could have set it up a million other ways. And I guarantee you, those other ways will be better than what they did on SmackDown. Like, we can get Rock versus Roman at a future time, but not at WrestleMania. Because WrestleMania is where the story should end. Not before, not after. Should be at WrestleMania.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
I just thought of a question. So, we're all in agreement na ayaw natin si Dwayne being part of the Roman feud, right? Would have it been more preferable if The Rock was number 30 in the Rumble?
Yeah. No, yeah, legit. Yeah, no, I was about to get to that because Emil brought up the point that I almost forgot, actually forgot. Now, the way they set up the pivot was super bad. Usually the Triple H regime has a good way of, you know, finding an angle that works para mag para makapunta sila sa kung saan gusto pumunta, diba? But this was just super bad. Now, you can tell that it was rushed. Lanasan ang maisip. They had to do the pivot to The Rock, and this was the best idea they got. But pinaubayan na yung title shot niya eh, because for what, right?
Exactly.
The best attempt they could do was for Cody to quote unquote take everything from Roman Reigns. And I assume I can write that. I mean, I get that they wrote na you start that with taking away the support of the biggest member of the Anoa'i family, right? But you can do that without giving up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yung championship match mo that you rightfully won and called for when you won the Royal Rumble, right? So it was super bad. Like, the guy was talking about finishing the story, and he was very specific about how he wanted to finish the story. We established this. And then he gives it up for whatever reason, for a half-baked reason that nobody's going to believe. Because he was drilling home the story. The story is the WWE Championship that Dusty never got to really win. Right? And for them to assume or to insist that we accept that Cody suddenly doesn't want it right now in the biggest stage of it all is one of the biggest insults to our intelligence that I never frankly expected from the Triple H regime. So that's really bad. We're all rooting for you.
Kaya nga nagmukhang chump si Cody.
Yeah.
Because he's saying that, you know, I'm gonna take away everything from you, and yet, you know, papabaya ko sa kay The Rock because I feel like what he's standing there is he can't do it alone. Like, he needs this guy to take away everything from Roman, which was dumb. Again, the way they set it up, it was really bad. Does it make sense? Halatang they just made it up right then and there.
Yeah, that's why I said, if I were Cody, I'm leaving. I know Chino doesn't agree with that, but, you know, it's what I would do if I were him. And he's not going to do it because he's too much of a professional, because, you know, big suits, John Cena demeanor. He's never going to do that. But, you know, how many times can you really take something on the chin?
I'm surprised, Emil, that the C word you used to describe Cody was chump.
Di niya alam kung ano yung kak eh.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anything else? about this whole thing that pissed everyone off.
Oh, no, sorry. One last thing. I mentioned at first about how I felt a decade ago when The Rock came back to challenge John Cena. So I've been waiting for the shoe to drop ever since then. And now everyone sees The Rock for the clout chaser he really is. And I prayed for this and it happened.
All right, that was a lot. That was a lot from everyone. Everyone needed to get it out of their systems.
Yeah.
So definitely. We're going to move on to something that thankfully we seem to be getting, which is Bayley calling her shot and picking Io Sky because finally she discovered na the Japanese
contingent
of Damage Control had been making fun of her and she understood Japanese all this time. So, you know, she said that she was going after Io, and then Io, Kairi, and Asuka all beat Bayley up. So this is the first official match for WrestleMania 40 that has been set, and people have been also, you know, calling for this for the longest time. And I think this one, at least, is satisfying.
Yeah.
They've been quite lost on the whole Damage Control thing. That's what happens when you do have to try to tell a long-term story. And that's, I know, a lot of people think they want long-term stories, but, you know, it's like a 22 episode season of an American TV show. you can only really do the important parts on some episodes and not all of them. Right? So it's a lot, again, I said this before, it's a lot of getting used to. Nah. If you want a long-term story, you will have to be prepared to deal with the fillers to get that. And I'm glad they got here. The big Royal Rumble win. So we'll talk about this a little more later because it's Rowan's pick. But I approve. And as I mentioned over the weekend on Discord, if the boss recycles one of his best storylines on you, then it's a huge honor. And then he sees you in a very positive light.
Everything in this segment was done perfectly. I know we're going to talk about it some picks of the week, but this is the only thing I'm going to say. I thought the turn was long overdue, and then I realized it was done at the perfect time. And you know, yung sa long-term story, like we've been calling Bayley to turn or Damage Control to turn on Bayley like months ago, like even before Kairi and Asuka joined the picture. But I thought them joining added a little bit more to it. It added to the narrative that Io is taking over Damage Control from Bayley, and sobrang again perfect timing yung pagturn, and they announced the match right then and there. So yeah,
I get that the turn needed to happen, and yes, it happened at the perfect time. However, when the turn actually happened, I didn't expect Bayley to sound so whiny all of a sudden. Parang nung dumating sa point na gina-justify niya yung actions niya, nagtunog whiny siya ulit eh, like when she was the role model all those years ago. So to me, I kind of wanted something a little deeper than that. Yung drop niya na nagmarunong pala siya ng Japanese felt as sudden as The Rock entering in the WWE again. Parang hindi siya warranted at all. Diba? Na parang, oy, marunong pala ako mag-Japanese. Okay, saan galing yun? But okay, gets ko. But yung whole arc of Bayley saying that we were supposed to be a team again. We're supposed to do things together. It sounded a little whiny to me.
But she was the heel. I mean, after all, she didn't quite turn face. They just turned on her. That's not the same thing as being.
No, but then yung point naman nila nun, diba, is to make Bayley a face, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, so dun sa part na yun, it sounded a little whiny to me.
That's what their character is.
Yeah.
That's literally what the character is.
Well, that's what I hear. And I didn't really like that part. But I do get na yun yeah. Tama, agree naman ako sa ibang points niya. Yung part lang na yun yung medyo. Maybe we need to wait a few more weeks for it to all hash out a little bit more. Kasi the whole pinagtulungan ako nung mahapon argument is it's a little meh for me.
I mean, her character is literally a Karen. That's so.
No, she's not.
That's Chelsea Green, Emil. You're confusing your females here.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think naman it's been a long time coming. It had to happen, you know, sooner or later, preferably sooner, kasi ang tagal na rin naman nagkaroon ng tension sa Damage Control. So that last reveal na Bailey had been understanding all this time. Plus, yung acknowledgement ni Bailey na you don't think I don't have eyes, diba? Or you think I don't have eyes na hindi ko nakikita yung nangyayari. Tells me na Bailey watches the show. She sees the backstage vignettes where they're talking shit about her in Japanese. And I appreciated that detail kasi for so long, diba, we've been wondering if wrestlers actually watch a TV show and see if other wrestlers are talking shit about them.
I actually understand why they don't. Gets ko na ngayon after being part of a TV show myself. I kind of get it. But yeah, I like that about her. She showed that she was aware. And you don't get a lot of that in wrestling for purposes of advancing the plot.
Anything else on your end regarding this one? You can Bailey and Io.
Yeah, that's it. I think we've said enough to skip Rowan's pick as well.
Oh man!
All right, other stuff going down on SmackDown. We've got WWE free agency, so it is Tiffy time on the blue brand. Tiffany Stratton is now part of the SmackDown roster. See, Bron Breakker is still weighing his options. Naman, he'll be making an appearance on Raw. Based on yung backstage vignette ni Nick Aldis over the weekend. And Jade Cargill also appeared to meet with Nick Aldis. So I actually like this whole free agency bit, even though yung iba medyo na stretch out. Yung iba, biglang, okay, magic, yun na, done deal. So it reminds me of MVP from back in the day in 2006, 2007, when they made him the highest paid free agent to sign with WWE. So I like that aspect of it. I just wish na my actual negotiations, like bring an agent, bring a manager or something, right? Like make it real so we can really simulate the sports feel here.
Perfect sense is Stokely for this scenario because that's what he's doing on Dynamite or AEW anyway. But I like how Tiffany Stratton has finally been called up. I've been saying this for quite some time. She deserves to be on the main roster. She looks good. She has the prettiest moonsault ever. From perfect, yeah, of all the Charlotte clones that the WWE has tried their hand on, siya na yung pinaka-perfect na nakuha nilang pamalit, kumbaga. Because she got it all, man. I'm a Tiffany Stratton fan of you.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that it's actually open season right now for free agency in WWE. Kasi I thought these things happened post-WrestleMania. But I like this development. I mean, it gives more importance, and ever since like all this stepped in, there's been more of these. So it gives importance talaga to the brand split. Overdue na din yung mga call-ups. I mean, Tiffany and Braun has been there since like the establishment of 2.0. Oh, so I expect more call-ups, I think, to happen. Especially post Mania. I mean, guys like Melo has already been soft launched. I think Trick is also, or no, I don't think Trick is up yet for a call-up. Pero Ilya, I think, is also due for a call-up. Dragon Lee, he was called up, then went back to NXT, but I think he's going to be permanent main roster after Mania as well. So I expect more of these to happen in the near future.
Yeah, I enjoy the whole thing. Sana mas tinitis pa nila, but again, you have to book the young ones right away. I enjoyed the MVP thing from years or from decades ago, where he would scout the show before he officially got signed by the GM. So Tiffany Stratton deserved. She is pretty WWE ready. I'm not sure if she's the first NXT 2.0 call up na. They literally molded from another sport. I could be wrong if there's someone else. But it shows that the PC works. It shows that the NIL program works as well. So they know what they're doing there.
All right. The Final Testament and Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, yung next chapter nila was a 6-man tag that turned into a no contest. So surprise, surprise. And well, the actual surprise is that B-Fab has inserted herself into the chat here by joining Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. So what do you think of this development?
So wait lang. Sorry, I gotta take this. Okay. Kasi, what? May ginagawa ba si Bianca Belair ngayon? Somebody tell me. Is she too busy promoting the reality show now? Is that why she couldn't do this? I don't get why B-Fab has to be in this role when it was easily doable for Bianca to take a side quest from the main storylines that she's been always shoehorned in right now. Ako mas agree. I get that you need to give opportunities
to people. But this, to me, the whole B5 talking to Bobby Lashley or talking to Nick Aldis backstage just to end up in this situation is a little forced for me, because it's just like you needed to give somebody a role and there it is. When the situation called for Montez Ford's wife, which would have been perfect, because it takes her off the main storylines that we've been asking for. Diba? Para di tayo maumay masyado. It also gives her an opportunity to wrestle with Montez Ford, which also then gives them an opportunity to promote this reality show that they have going on right now. Para missed opportunity lang.
I can actually answer that. I don't think the pride needs Bianca. Because if you sign Bianca, yes, there's it's going to be easy for her to, you know, turn into this, the star of the pride. Because she is like the most over out of all four of them. But that will only wear her down. Like, yes, it's a nice look. It's going to be different from what she's done before. But I don't need her to be in the pride. Like, yes, it's nice for her to team up with Montez, her husband, right? But ewan ko eh, parang feeling ko magiging part of a, you know, part of a thing lang siya instead of her being her own thing. I think B-Fab kind of needs it. Triple H did invest in her. If these three experienced wrestlers can teach her more about how to be a good pro wrestler, then I'm all for that. I don't want Bianca stuck fighting the prize battles. You know, I don't think that's a good use of her.
Yeah, she's a star on her own. So, and you know, the B-Fab thing was actually teased a few months back. And
I
thought that they forgot about B-Fab, and
they want you to think they forgot about it.
So, akala ko nga parang naging coincidence lang na, you know, just because they're going up against a group that has a female, that bigla nilang nalala, oh, we actually, there's actually someone here na, you know, we teased a few months back to join the Lashley and the Street Profits. So, ganun yung naisip ko eh, na baka naging ano lang, coincidence. Yeah, so, but, you know, it's a surprise and it's a welcome development. B-Fab, they haven't really used B-Fab since they released the other members of Hit Row. So, this gives her something to do. And
top dollar lang naman yung na-release. Ashanti uh-huh. Adonis is still there.
Ashanti's still there?
And yes. He did also talk with the Pride.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, but it gives them something to do, at least.
Also, sorry, but that also brings up a point that Rowan brought up sa review niya, which I just published, that they did the whole adding the female member thing a week after they added a female to Legado. Diba? So it's become lazy. I know that you got a lot of people that you need to call up and add, pero let's do a little more finesse, yo. I mean, like, yes, nagkataon na we have to add all these women to these groups, but a little awareness here, please. You know?
No, I like it because it makes the stables intergendered, which is
no, that's not the bad part. The part is they did the thing one after the other, the week after the other. You don't do
they
that.
You want it more spread out.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. How many factions is there now? There's a female.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's better for the faction.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Like someone said, "Damn
it." Basta kasali sila. Yun ang importante.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing naman to have all these factions na intergender yung members.
Right, that's cool.
Oh, they did that in NXT too, diba? Like a couple of weeks ago. So,
yeah, diba?
OTM. OTM, yeah.
And then the family added Adriana Rizzo. Sina Idris and Malik have the blonde girl.
Si Brinley.
Yo, and si Brinley, the really hyper motivational girl. So, you know, everyone.
Chase you. They have a few females. So.
Yeah. Tia and JC. So, yeah, it's pretty normal na rin naman on NXT. All right, let's switch gears as we close out our weekend reactions with this news that broke over the weekend that Bushiroad, the parent company of New Japan Pro Wrestling and Stardom, they have fired Rossi Ogawa, the chief of Stardom. So, siya rin yung founder ng Stardom. Which adds more fuel to the rumors that he was helping WWE poach talent like Kairi Sane and potentially Julia to join WWE. So there are a lot of mga sabi-sabi na online. Even Tony Khan got in on the action and tweeted bye-bye Rossi with a gif. So I'm not sure what that's about. But this is a big development in the sense na merong rumors that a lot of the Stardom talent are loyal to Rossi Ogawa, and they might reportedly leave Stardom in March when a lot of these contracts under Stardom will run out. The only notable exception being Mayu Iwatani, who's like their pinaka ace, because she signed a long-term deal because of the documentary that Stardom is making on her life.
Oof, that's tough.
Damn.
I know there's not much to say about this, especially from us. I just wanted to say that it's interesting. Tony Khan is mad because, you know, if you are helping WWE poacher talents and blocking them to go to AEW, then syempre, got it. TK made it personal when he felt that WWE made it personal by tampering some of the guys' contracts. So that's why he's like that. Definitely use some guidelines. It's interesting. I think a lot of the women want opportunities like WWE or, you know, America at the very least. So maybe Rossi was helping them get that, if it is true. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Stardom, especially right after Bushiroad wanted to make it a big deal over the past couple of years.
I don't know if this is accurate, but didn't ECW also fire Todd Gordon for the same thing? I was he was trying to poach talent to WCW and WWF back then. So, so same thing here. And I don't know much about Stardom, pero I mean, if this is going to lead to a talent exodus, then, you know, this is going to be a big development like 2 months from now or something.
March is next month, sir.
What?
Oh, yeah. March is next month.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, now I'm looking at the roster of Stardom and honestly, si Mai Iwatani lang yung kilala ko. But I mean, to hear good things about Julia. I think she's a star in the making. Bottom line is, I'm all for anything that get wrestlers paid, diba? Yes, medyo underhanded siya. Yes, it's, you know, maybe a little illegal even. But if it leads to wrestlers in Japan leaving Japan for better pastures in the US, dahil pabagsak na yen, then I am all for it. Like, get paid, man. Go get that money.
Yeah, that's the point really here. You know, if he was helping them, you know, get better deals and, you know, have better lives with more money, then I as a wrestler, I can't really fault them for it. Like, yes, it's tough as a promoter, as a booker, but those are still their livelihoods at play here.
Just feel bad nah, Rossi Ogawa had to get fired from the company he helped found. I mean, I get it. He got his bag when Bushiroad acquired Stardom. But still, it's gotta suck to be fired from the company you put together and basically turn from nothing into something.
Yeah. So there's an
Amy. Well, yes. Yeah, them's the breaks, man. I mean, business is business, you know?
That's right. So those are our weekend reactions. Medyo na pahaba. Apologies in advance, our producers at the Pod Network. Pero ang dami kasi
nangyari. Huwag ka na mag-apologize. Nag-apologize na si Emil.
Oh my.
Emil says sorry, so we don't
have. Okay lang yan kay Jasper kasi Jasper wants to know what we think.
Yeah. If you want to be part of the conversation, you know where to find us. On TikTok and on Twitter, it is @Wrestling2XPod. Thank you so much to Babyface producer Jasper and our producers at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. Catch our Picks of the Week episode tomorrow for more thoughts on the week in wrestling. We'll catch you on our live stream on Thursday at 7 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube. So until then, on behalf of Chino Liao, Ro Moran, and Emil Nate, this has been Stan C saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, weirdos.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.